Welcome back. You are listening to Nate the Hate on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Be sure to like the video and subscribe to the channel if you have not already, and ring the notification bell in the upper right-hand corner so you're notified each time a brand new episode goes live on YouTube. And with that, I'd like to welcome in my co-host, Modern Vintage Gamer.
Hello, Nate. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on as always. And wow, we've got a show for you today. Let the fine folks know what's going on.
We do have a fine show for the folks today, and that is because Nintendo is hosting their first general Nintendo Direct of the year, and it's coming our way right now, pretty much.
Yes. You called it, by the way. You said last episode, you said in a few days, and here it is.
A few days later, goes to Twitter and they say, let's have a Direct this week. And here we are. And, you know, I think, as we touched on in our predictions episode for 2023, I think the first Direct of the year is going to set the tone for Nintendo's 2023. And it's really about how they approach this show. And while there will be a focus on the first half of 2023, there's always some spillover into the second half whenever Nintendo uses this terminology. And with a lot of uncertainty as to how Nintendo's approaching the second half, we've really need to see how this Direct is formatted and what announcements they have here. Because when we look at the first half of the year, we have the tentpole placed. And that tentpole is The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. That's the game Nintendo is building up to. That's where all the marketing dollars are designated to. And everything else between now and Tears of the Kingdom, I don't want to use the word fluff, but it's lineup filler. You can still have quality releases, but everyone is looking forward to Zelda, and we don't know what is going to be beyond that. And that's what we're going to explore today in these Direct predictions as we consider what Nintendo may have in store for the first half lineup, as well a bit into the second half, and what third parties may have to offer the Nintendo Switch in the first half of 2023. And possibly in the second half of 2023. But how I want to start the predictions episode is with hardware.
Ooh.
Yes, a curious beginning. And it's mostly because we've seen the leak from a factory that has a Tears of the Kingdom OLED.
Yep.
This seems like it's the perfect place.
I would think so. They're going to announce the OLED Tears of the Kingdom special edition with the game. I think that makes a lot of sense. And will you be picking one up, Nate, if that happens?
I will not.
I don't think I am either. I mean, I would love the idea of getting one, but I don't need another Switch. But I think it would be really cool for the fans. And I think you're right. I think, a special edition OLED Tears of the Kingdom model is an absolute, it's not an absolute lock, but you would say it's a lock, right? Whether it's at the Direct, I think it's going to be there, but I think it's a good platform to announce some updated, or a new piece of hardware, we'll say.
Yeah, you announce the OLED model at the Direct, you open pre-orders later this week, early next week, and then I would predict that they would release it towards the back half of April, as we've seen Nintendo do these special editions. Even if they are game themed, usually they release about a month ahead of the actual game. We saw this with Splatoon 3. So I think that will be replicated here with Tears of the Kingdom. And, you know, if Nintendo is forecasting or will be forecasting a high amount of hardware going into the new fiscal year, what better way to spark new interest than a collector's edition OLED for Tears of the Kingdom? And, you know, you'll sell every single unit that you manufacture of this. We saw high demand when they did it for Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Zelda, collectors will purchase it, keep it sealed, put it on their shelf. Yep. Some will buy it as a replacement to their older Switch. So this seems like the perfect time and place to announce that hardware model, because after the first Direct, I really don't know where else you would do it. Not that you need a Direct to do it. You could easily drop this on Twitter and get a huge reception. But do it here. This is where the marketing really ramps up for Tears of the Kingdom. And that is the perfect way to start things off.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is Zelda. We've been waiting pretty much the entire generation for this game to come out. So yeah, you don't Twitter drop the hardware. You have it as part of the presentation to really get, you know, the best bang for your buck. I think Nintendo knows that, and I think we're going to see it at this Direct.
Yes. And now we can talk some of the software that we're anticipating or predicting to be at the show. And I want to preface this conversation with, these are predictions. If I know anything is a 100% certainty in the show, I will not be including it in my predictions. So this is a pure prediction show.
Same. And yeah, I don't know anything. Like, I don't know anything that's absolutely happening. I mean, there's some narrative going around that Tears of the Kingdom won't be there and it'll have its own show. I mean, you can't really rule that out either, but I guess the question then is, well, where's the 40 minutes going to be? So I think Tears of the Kingdom will be at this show. But having said all that, Nate, this is actually a really hard Direct to predict. I know it mm-hmm. should be easy because, you know, we feel like there are there's at least four or five surefire things that are going to happen. But as we've seen, as history has told us in the past, nothing is ever set in stone. So, you know, we think we have a pretty good handle on it, but hey, it's Nintendo and there's always surprises.
Yeah. And, you know, as we were mentioning earlier, this Direct, you do have to approach with a little bit of caution. You know, you hype responsibly, but without knowing how they're going to approach June, will there be another general Direct? Will there be a partner Direct? Could they forego any presence in June altogether and instead favor a general Direct come September? That really reshapes how you will approach the show in terms of hyping responsibly, because Nintendo has a lot that they could announce now, but if you have that presentation in June, you may opt to wait. And as we also said earlier, Tears of the Kingdom is the pillar of the first half. You want to have that drive and focus on that release before you shift it to the next big thing coming a little later in the year. And, you know, that's where my predictions are definitely being influenced a bit, where I want to go with those high hopes and dreams and bring out that just pure hype prediction.
Right.
But I'm being held back by logic and reason, which doesn't bode well when it comes to Nintendo and predictions. You don't want to be logical and reasonable.
Yeah.
You want to be out there and
you want to predict the world and hopefully something sticks, right?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that's just not our way. We try it sometimes. It doesn't work.
We've been burnt too many times in the past, you know. But, like, I think, you know, our kind of track record is if we get half the things right, we've done pretty well. So hopefully we'll come away with this with a couple of, you know, accurate predictions. And I think we will. I think we will.
Yeah. I mean, you should come away really with none, because you're predicting true of what could happen in a marketing, you know, circuit. And yeah, you can look at patterns. You can look at the release schedule and come up with your best guesses as to what's happening. And, you know, that's really what we do. We just kind of do it a little more rational than I guess most channels would, where you're going to see predictions of Ice Climbers, Ice Age Revenge, which, hey, you know, if they're out there fighting polar bears getting thrown off Everest, sounds pretty hype.
You watch Ice Climbers get announced at the Direct. You watch.
Realistic, gritty graphics. Opens with them just falling to their death. Like, wow, what's this game? Rated M. Ice Climbers. But yeah, let's start with some third party predictions, because third party are always the fun ones. You never know what a third party company can bring to a Nintendo Direct, and you never know which region or genre is going to have a large focus, as in September we had the Farmer Genre Direct, where everything was a farming simulator.
Oh man, I blanked that one out of my mind.
Honestly. I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, that was rough. Wasn't a good direct.
Well, the overall direct wasn't too bad. It was just a lot of farming. And, you know, if that's your cup of tea, it was a fantastic direct for you. If you wanted something a little better, then, you know, unfortunately, you were just left with a lot of turnips. And, you know, I think my prediction for this direct is that we're going to have a heavy presence and focus on the RPG genre.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking along those lines because I think Square Enix is going to have a meaningful presence at this show. I think we're going to see Octopath Traveler 2. We'll get a new trailer. We will then get a demo release either immediately following the direct or maybe the day after, which would be available on Switch and PlayStation. Probably get a launch trailer for Theater Rhythm Final Bar. The demo is out now. Just get a quick bit of marketing in the direct for that. And then I think we would see the first console footage of Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Let's get it out there on the Switch. It's happening.
Yeah, because the way that game was announced, it was just a very random, more or less, a Twitter announcement like in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was Friday night or Saturday night or something.
Yeah,
and weird.
They put up the pre-orders, which were limited in quantity, and they had a collector's edition. I believe it's about $250, which sold out immediately. And they have not been restocked. So if you're looking for a retail copy of Pixel Remaster right now, you can't get one. Hopefully that can change.
Yeah.
Maybe following the direct, we get a tweet from Square Enix's Twitter account saying new stock is available later tonight or sometime next week. So there's that second wave. Or maybe they can announce that another retailer in some region will be stocking a standard edition or something. And we need a release date. I mean, people have already pre-ordered a game that right now just has a vague, I believe on the Square Enix site, it said the end of May. Mm-hmm. So we need a finalized fixed date for these releases. And this just feels as though it's the perfect time to show us the game, give us a release date, and hey, let me play Final Fantasy VI on my Switch.
Yeah, it's a good prediction, and I think it's going to happen. The question I have is, will it have the fixed fonts that everyone wants in it or not?
Oh, man.
I'm going to say no.
I think it will have better font.
Okay.
Maybe not fixed to the extent that people want, but it will be improved.
Yeah, it's a coin toss for me. Like, part of me feels like they're just going to keep it parity with the PC version, but then they could also update the PC version as well at the same time and have that available. Mm-hmm. But either way, I like Pixel Remastered for this direct. I think it's a good fit, and I expect that it will be there.
I'm going to continue on the Final Fantasy train of thought here. And as we saw in the GeForce leak, which is now a couple of years old, there were a few mentions of a Final Fantasy Tactics. I believe it was remastered in the file, but that's from memory, so I may be mistaken. And a Final Fantasy IX remake. I think there exists a possibility that one of those two shows up in this direct. And if I had to guess, my guess would be on Final Fantasy IX Remake making its first debut.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And are you suggesting it's going to be in the same way as Final Fantasy VIII Remake or
I think it's going to be bigger than that.
Okay.
But obviously not to the scale of Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
I think I would go for more along the lines of was it Trials? Like, Trials of Mana?
Yeah.
Well, I think something more along those lines.
Got it. Yeah, I like that. That makes sense to me.
Like ambitious, but not overly expensive.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now,
I think that's a good one.
The only reason I have hesitation on Final Fantasy Tactics is because Tactics Ogre just came out.
Great game, by the way.
Oh, it's a fantastic game. If you haven't picked it up and you love tactical games, definitely give it a look, whether it's on Switch, PlayStation, whatever your platform of choice is, give Tactics Ogre a look. And, you know, that's my only hesitation for Final Fantasy Tactics. I think that's something that would be held if it's coming out in the reasonable future. I think it would be announced later in the year, and I don't think the Direct is necessarily the best place for it. And the only reason I'm including Final Fantasy IX in my predictions is that it's a smaller release. It doesn't feel as though it's something that Square or Sony would want to secure from Square Enix. And we also saw Chrono Cross get announced in the first Direct. Was it last year, I believe, right?
Yep.
So, you know, maybe there's a little precedent set there with these smaller tier remake remasters where Nintendo comes in with a quick marketing deal.
I like it.
How about you? Do you got any predictions for maybe Square Enix at this Direct outside of those?
No, not Square Enix. I have a couple of other third party predictions that I think may happen, but we can get to that if you want to move on. But I think Square Enix, you know, they always have something at these Directs, right? Well, most of the time they do. And yeah. I like what we have here for Square Enix. I don't think it's going to be anything beyond that at this time, but hopefully we'll see.
I mean, we could potentially, maybe we get an update from Forever Entertainment and the sequel to the franchise name eludes me.
You and Forever Entertainment.
Yeah. What's their mech game called?
Mech game?
Yeah, the tactical mech game.
Oh my God. I don't even know what it is. Hold on, let's find out.
They just remade it for Switch, came out last year.
Front Mission.
Yeah, Front Mission. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, they are doing Front Mission 2, so.
Yep. What about the Panzer Dragoon, the next Panzer Dragoon game, which I believe was announced?
They did announce the sequel. We haven't seen it, but they did announce it.
Right.
Maybe.
I think the other third-party game that I keep coming back to, Nate, is Silksong. Yes. And a couple of reasons why I think it might be at the Direct. Number one is, I mean, you know, Microsoft announced it last year as to be in the next 12 months. So I feel like Nintendo maybe will have Silksong for this Direct. And it's also interesting to think about Silksong now, because no one is talking about Silksong at this Direct, because the big elephant in the room, Tears of the Kingdom, is front and center, the main talking point right now. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they could just sneak in Silksong at this Direct and everyone would be like, oh, that's a really pleasant surprise. And maybe Data as well.
Yeah.
With that said, what do you think though? Because I mean, Microsoft did announce Silksong. Do they technically still have the marketing for it, or is this a case of, you know, we had the marketing for the Game Pass angle, but really we could show it at the Direct? This is an area where I'm not really that, I guess,
right.
I understand as much, but if Microsoft announced Silksong, do they then still have the marketing for it?
I would imagine in that situation, Microsoft maybe just had the marketing for the Game Pass announcement, because I believe Silksong was originally announced at a Nintendo Direct.
Right.
Going back
a
number of years now.
You're right. So it was Nintendo, then Microsoft, and potentially Nintendo again.
Yeah. Like, I think if it's at the Direct, I think it would just be a release date. Because, you know, I don't think it's going to be a shadow drop, because it is going to be Game Pass day one. So it feels as though it'd probably be more of a situation of Team Cherry coming out saying Silksong is going to be available on such and such a date. And then you would have all the tweets from Microsoft and such. And as we've said in the past, whenever a Direct is approaching, be it a partner or an indie, we always default to Silksong is bigger than those shows. It is general Direct status.
Yeah.
And with Microsoft having it in that June showcase, and they said everything shown here is coming out in the next 12 months, which isn't completely accurate due to Forza being delayed. we're only looking at now a few months remaining for Silksong to fit that schedule. So with us being in February, it feels as though this is the opportune time to give Silksong a release date, even if it is in March or early April, whenever it may be, and let fans be excited about this upcoming release. Everyone has been waiting for new information on this game. They just want a release date, and you have been silent since June.
Yeah.
So this feels like the premier chance to communicate with your fans.
Yep. Agree. Bring it on.
And it's also a good way, after a lot of content creators were emailed fake review opportunities back in November, December, yeah, and January.
Yeah, myself included. That was a big scam, and I'm glad I didn't click on any links, thankfully.
I also got the email later. I was just like, no.
I'm getting them for Starfield now, by the way.
That's funny.
I know.
How much can we pay you to play our game? $25,000.
That
sounds good to us. Like, what?
That doesn't have a release date either, by the way.
I can't believe they're actually trying to do that thing again.
Yeah.
That's funny. An exclusive in our prediction episode, Starfield scam hitting content creators' email boxes.
Yeah, if you're a content creator and you're getting emails about doing a review of Starfield, just delete it immediately.
Send it to the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one company I do want to bring up is Ubisoft. They're typically seen in a direct to some capacity. Throughout 2022, we saw Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope make an appearance in varying degrees, almost in every direct. And with it having DLC coming out in early 2023, this feels like the right time for them to debut it. And I believe the DLC coming out is called Tower of Doom, where you face your doom in a new combat game mode. And all they said when they gave a roadmap was that early 2023. Well, we are in early 2023. Feels like a good time to really show this mode. You could also give us a glimpse at the DLC 2-pack, where you just, you know, you take your heroes and you engage in new combat and you go to a new planet. Give us a quick look at that. Maybe give a general release window beyond just mid-2023. But outside of that, I'm not really expecting much more from Ubisoft at this particular direct. I think Sparks of Hope is still their focus because it is a Switch exclusive. They have been vocal that the sales didn't quite reach their expectation. So now if you can show us a strong demonstration of the DLC that you have planned in 2023, you could spark new interest in the game and drive sales in the post-holiday window.
So Nate, what I'm hearing is you don't believe there's going to be a Just Dance announcement for 2024.
Let's just not.
That would probably come later anyway. It's too early in the year.
Yeah, they like to do that at the... Usually they did that at like E3, where they spent 15 minutes with dancing bunnies and cheerleaders and dinosaurs.
Yep.
But yeah, outside of that, I mean, Ubisoft has definitely had a huge focus on the Assassin's Creed games, which are not coming to Switch. But probably a little off base to bring this game up at this point. We haven't seen Prince of Persia in a long time. It was supposed to come out. A game was then delayed indefinitely. And it was moved to a whole new development team. It was actually given resources, so it didn't look like an abomination of a port. Could it resurface at this show?
Maybe. But it's been a while. I don't know. Prince of Persia, it's so hard to really predict anything Prince of Persia related. It just seems like, whatever reason, its development has just been all over the place. And, you know, I'm thinking about kind of the mainline Prince of Persia game as well. So if this was a bite-sized game, I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I wouldn't put any stock into Prince of Persia at the direct.
I like the idea of a bite-sized, smaller Prince of Persia, maybe more in line with the original Prince of Persia games, which are right. not the GameCube games, which I'm sure some listeners are thinking of because that was their introduction. Amazingly, Prince of Persia predates those.
Yes. So
old people like MVG and myself remember the old 2D Prince of Persia games.
Which I believe were unlockables in the GameCube versions.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure no one played them because they probably looked at them and said, what? But I wouldn't mind Ubisoft going back to that formula and making a 2D Prince of Persia in the style or with the development team from the Rayman games, because Rayman hasn't had a game since Rayman Legends. And, you know, they are masters at platforming. Yep. And I think their style would suit Prince of Persia remarkably well. I don't want to say that's a prediction for this direct. That's more of a hope and dream of maybe something we could see Ubisoft do, because I think it would be very refreshing. And I think that would potentially excite both Prince of Persia and Rayman fans if they went that route.
I like it. The only other third party thing that I think is going to happen, and you're going to audibly groan when I say this, but I feel like there's going to be at least one cloud game announcement.
Oh, why would you say that?
I don't know where it's going to come from, but come on, there's going to be at least one, right? Like,
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Something cloud related is happening. I don't know where it's coming from, though. Could be a Capcom thing. It could be a Resident Evil Village or something, or it could be a Square Enix thing. Maybe they prepare FF7 remake and say, here you go, it's on the Switch. I don't know.
No.
Something's happening, though. Something cloud is happening. There's always something cloud that happens at the Direct.
I mean, you're right about that. Usually one of the, oh God, you know what it could be?
What do you got?
It'd be kind of hype if it happened, but it's also one of those like, no, not like this. We have every Resident Evil game that's on Xbox Series, Xbox One, PS4, PS5 that is simply incompatible with Switch, go cloud.
Yep.
Resident Evil 4 remake is right around the corner.
Ooh.
Resident Evil 4 cloud.
Yeah. Maybe. They're going to start showing Resident Evil 4 remake. Everyone's going to get excited. And at the end, it's going to be cloud version.
I blame you if that happens. That's a bad prediction. We said realistic. And it is realistic. It is
realistic.
But it's bad. Stay away from the bad one.
Look, I'm just trying to bring the hype levels down a little bit. Because, you know, on paper, this could be the biggest direct ever. And that just doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
Canceled. Cut off the show. We're done. Now, let's go a little more hopeful. And I think Disney is going to show up at this direct, and we're going to get a new look at Disney Illusion Island. This was announced back in September, and it is a colorful 2D platforming Mickey game. And the fact that they left it with just a 2023 release date, I think we're going to get a final release date at this direct. Give us a quick reintroduction to the game and some of the game mechanics. And to continue with the Disney theme, Disney also has a very popular game on all platforms right now. It's Disney's, what's the name of the game? Dreamlight.
Sounds really popular.
Well, not for me, but I think it's like Disney Dreamlight, where it's huge on all the platforms and they are continually doing like new content for it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that make an appearance here. I mean, if I had kids, I'm sure I'd actually know the name. Haven't been good with names so far. Now, Sega and Atlas. You know, Sonic Frontiers keeps getting new content. I don't think necessarily that's going to be something that we need a trailer of at this direct.
Right.
But we got to wonder if something from Sega Atlas could show up here. I mean, we had Persona 4 and 5 and 3 release on Switch very recently. So from Atlas itself, I'm not expecting anything too big from them. You know, you're not going to get a Persona 6 reveal during this Direct, though if that somehow happened, I think that would elevate the Direct to legendary status almost immediately. But maybe something smaller from like a back catalog of games that they want to bring to a new generation. I could see something from Atlas along those lines. But for Sega, I don't know what Sega really has in store for the Switch at this point. I mean, my hope would be maybe a new Valkyria Chronicle game.
Yeah. I've always, and this is hopes and dreams, but I've always wanted the Sonic Adventure Collection with 1 and 2. Hopes and dreams, I'm sure, probably not going to happen, but I feel like that would be a really nice collection to have for the Switch.
Mm, maybe Daytona, USA.
Ooh. Now that they delisted off the 360 store.
They're like, because we're bringing it to Switch.
That would be, if they ported Daytona to the Switch, that would be hype. With 8-player, oh, that'd be good.
You know what you just made me think of?
What's that? And
I know it's not going to happen, so I'm still going to put out in the universe. We are due a patch, an update to Cruisin' Blast for online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where's that patch? Where's that patch, Raw Thrills?
They never gave us a time window, but
right?
I would be hyped if that showed up for 30 seconds and I just heard that theme hit the screen. Cruisin'. I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
That'd be awesome if we could get that.
I'd be excited. Now, you touched on Capcom, you know, kind of bit, a quick bit with the cloud stuff. They have the Mega Man game coming out very soon.
Yep.
Anything else you think maybe they show up at this Direct with? Capcom's always one of those, they either bring something big.
Yeah.
Or they just kind of have a minimal presence.
Yeah, or they just come out with something out of nowhere, like the Ghouls and Ghosts Resurrection stuff a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, I don't expect anything else from Capcom, and you know, but you know, what's to say they don't bring out a Final Fight remake or something, you know? But I don't think so. I think what we have from Capcom at the moment is probably going to be it. Mm. I think you're right. I think Resident Evil Cloud version is probably going to get announced.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to go a little more.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't leave Capcom on that. I have to go something a little more hopeful.
I mean, there's that Power Stone rumor that was discussed in the leak, but I feel like if anything got canceled, it's probably Power Stone. And I'm definitely not someone that wants it canceled. I just feel like it's maybe one of those things where
they looked at it and like,
nah. Yeah, they took a look at it again. And I was like, nah, probably not going to sell as well as we think it is. But maybe.
Maybe.
Give me that Power Stone.
I mean, I would love a Power Stone. I'm going to go a little more hopeful and say Lost Planet 1.
Whoa.
Remaster.
Whoa. Okay. It could work. I mean, there is some good studios that do a lot of the 360 ports. I could see that.
I mean, it's kind of one of those franchises I'd love to see Capcom revisit, especially, you know, on modern technology. And, you know, you bring that to Xbox One, Series X, PS4, PS5, actually, you know, you make the snow look better. And especially with an updated control scheme, because that game's aiming and some of the mechanics were a little stiff. Yep. You could tell it was an early 360 game how it approached controls. So I think a modern take on that would be a very interesting release for Capcom. Very unlikely, but I'm putting it out there in the universe. Hopefully it happens.
Like it.
Now, I do want to bring up Bandai Namco because we have had that rumor circulate of a Baten Katos remaster or remake. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that particular project? Do you think it has foundation? And if it does, would this be the opportune time to announce it? Because according to the original rumor, they had it more slotted for a summer release And, you know, that would suggest, you know, maybe they were looking to a partner or a June direct over the opening direct of 2023.
Right. This one, I mean, this is a tough one to predict, because part of me feels like, why would they bring this back? Because, I mean, I know it's a good game. It's not my style of game, but I know it was, you know, people really liked it. But how successful was it the first time around as far as sales? Did it do very well?
I mean, it wasn't a huge success. I mean, this was a card-based RPG on the GameCube.
Yeah.
So,
but on the other hand, I guess it kind of does fit with what Nintendo's trying to accomplish this year. I agree with you that I feel like, you know, RPG heavy is the theme. So yeah, I mean, I can't rule this one out. I'm going to say no, because I don't want to sit on the fence, but wouldn't be a surprise if it gets announced, to be honest.
I approach it with a lot of uncertainty. I could see where that type of release makes sense. It's just based on the rumor, like Monolith's involvement is what gives me a little pause.
Yep.
Of they have Bandai Namco working on the project with Monolith's direct involvement. And that's the part I kind of like, would Nintendo really be giving Monolith that much free reign and bringing in Bandai Namco to do this? I feel like Nintendo would maybe just have Monolith as a consultant and say, here's the original game, do your thing, and any changes we'll consult on. But I don't know if Monolith would really have direct involvement. And that's the only thing that brings me pause. But I think it would be an interesting project if it is real.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting it to be at this direct if the project is legitimate. I think it would come a little later in the year, depending when like the release is actually slotted. I could see it, if there is a June showcase, be there. If there is no June direct, maybe it'd be something closer to the Tokyo Game Show. Mm-hmm. But I mean, definitely be something on my radar as a possibility at this direct, even if I'm not personally really anticipating it that much. Now, one game from Bandai Namco that I am anticipating here is We Love Katamari.
Ooh, I like it.
There was a recent leak of it being part of the Reverie series, very similar to Klonoa. And, you know, I believe Klonoa was originally announced in a direct. So I think We Love Katamari would find that same treatment, get announced in this direct, probably release just a few months later. And I believe it would be the second Katamari game to come to Switch.
Yeah, that'd be a great one. I love those games. So I would very much welcome that at this direct. And yeah, it fits. Bring it on.
How about for any other third parties? Do you have any thoughts on, be it, you know, maybe Western-based EA, Take-Two?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm mindful of the fact that this is 40 minutes as well, and we have thrown in a couple of things. Obviously, you know, we're gonna talk about first party here, and that's gonna take up the majority of the time in this direct. So I think that's a pretty decent third party list for now. I mean, we could throw in a couple of other things potentially, but I'm gonna say that sounds about right to me.
Yeah, you know, there's gonna be some random smaller niche type titles from various developers and publishers out there that will have a presence at the direct. But those are those type of things that are just nigh impossible to actually predict. So with that, we can go into the Nintendo portion, the part everyone is excited about. And with this particular direct, you have Bayonetta Origins and you have Kirby coming out just in the next couple of weeks. But with them each having previews and hands-on impressions going live, I'm not expecting them to have any meaningful presence in this direct. I feel as though the coverage is out of the way. Nintendo let them have their time, and now Nintendo wants to focus on what's to come after them.
I still think, you said no meaningful presence. I still think there will be a presence, whether that's just
like a sizzle
thing.
Yeah, a sizzle reel.
Yeah.
But it's like they're not going to focus and be like, we have to heavily explain this game because I can read a preview of it already.
Let
me go on. And, you know, that kind of brings us to the first game I want to bring up. And that is everybody's 1-2 Switch.
Oh, my God.
Forgot about that, didn't you?
Wow.
So did Nintendo.
This Direct doesn't sound like it's going to be very good.
No. It's kind of, well, I mean, Nintendo has this game essentially sitting in limbo. They don't know what to do with it. The game is not high quality. And as it was reported last year, Nintendo's kind of looking at it saying, do we bring you to market and risk releasing a very subpar game? And if we do bring it, how do we release you? Do we make it part of NSO? Do we actually package you and ship you and try to sell you? But considering that the game is complete, it's QA complete, everything is final, there still exists a chance Nintendo will shelve it, but I feel as though this is one of those games Nintendo's just going to push out the door. It's going to release and just announce it already. Throw it in a sizzle reel in the Direct. I don't care.
I mean, it's possible. They could just shadow drop it. I don't know. But my gut says they took it out back.
They shot the horse?
Yeah, they disposed of it.
Is that the glue factory?
That's what I think.
Damn. It's dark.
I don't think we'll ever hear about that game ever again.
Everybody's 1-2 Switch is just...
It'll end up in a giga leak in about 10 years from now. How about that?
All right, I'll accept that as a good prediction. It will end up in a giga leak is the prediction. Now let's go into some of the good games of possibilities. Let's start with Advance Wars. This game will come out this year.
Yes.
And, you know, I do believe the release is going to be within the next few months. I mean, I would go as early as April. Mm-hmm. But I would also be willing to say, you know, maybe the possibility of in the summer window, July or, you know, July through September, somewhere around there. But I think April has a very realistic chance for this game to come out, especially with a lot of the movement we've seen around the game on the digital storefront. It just feels as though Nintendo is ramping things up.
Yeah, I agree with you. There has been some chatter that it's a shadow drop. I don't believe it's a shadow drop. I think April is the month we'll see it. And the only reason why I say that is because it was supposed to release last April in 2022. So I feel like, you know, they're just going to close the chapter on it, get it out this April, and, you know, kind of go from there. I can't wait for this game. Like, this was the biggest kind of omission for me when it was delayed. And honestly, this could be the biggest announcement of the Direct for me, other than Tears of the Kingdom. But we already know about Tears of the Kingdom anyway. Right. So I expect it to be in April. But look, I mean, I guess the other thing you could say is with the Mario movie coming out in April, is Advance Wars really the right month? Was April the right month for Advance Wars? True. So potentially it could be a June thing. And June fits quite well as well for Advance Wars, but I'm going to stick to my guns and say Advance Wars will be at the Direct, and it's coming out in April.
Yeah, it will have a presence at this Direct. It will get dated. I think that is pretty much a lock at this point. This is where I approach this Direct with hesitancy when it comes to Nintendo content, because all of a sudden, those first 5 months now have a game slotted in if we put Advance Wars there. Yep. And with the focus being that first half, you now begin to think of, well, what else could realistically be at this Direct from Nintendo? And when you look to June, this is usually the month where Nintendo has a sports game. Mm-hmm. And there's been the rumors and a lot of discussion about Mario Baseball.
Yeah.
Do you think Mario Baseball could be the Nintendo sports game of 2023?
Yeah, I do actually. I think it's being developed. I think Next Level Games has it, and this is going to round out that trilogy. I mean, don't ask me about what content it's going to have,
none,
because you know, we know the track record so far of the other sports games, but there will be Mario Baseball announced. So I think it's inevitable. I think it's coming.
See, I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, a Mario Baseball game makes sense. It does round out the Mario sports games, but I would radically prefer Nintendo to update Switch Sports with with baseball and Home Run Derby, because the only update we've had for that game up to this point is golf.
Right.
And that is a pittance of what that franchise deserves. We've seen the games in Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resorts. We know that you can do other sports. A data mine even leaked that you had, I believe it was basketball and dodgeball in the files. So if those games exist, I could see maybe June getting a substantial update for Switch Sports. And that being at the direct, because the game has sold well, I believe it has sold in the area.
Very well. 8 million? You
know, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is a strong performance. And that's exactly the type of game you should support with DLC and a roadmap of content. So my preference for a sports game at this direct would be Switch Sports. And, you know, maybe we also see MLB The Show from Major League Baseball and Sony have a quick trailer. I believe they actually used the Switch pretty heavily last year in advertisement in Japan with Ohtani as the spokesman. So maybe we get something similar to that effect this year.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But look, I mean, look, what you say about DLC is quite compelling. They could just drop that instead, but I'm gonna stick my neck out and say baseball, Mario Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's definitely the logical approach. And as we touched on with DLC, I do expect to see a fair amount of DLC in this direct when it comes to Nintendo games. I wouldn't be surprised if we got our first look at the Xenoblade Chronicles 3 DLC expansion coming out later this year. We also have, you know, as we mentioned, Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope has DLC. With Pokemon, I don't expect Pokemon to have really any presence at this particular direct. I think that will be held for Pokemon Days at the later half of this month.
Yep.
But we have Splatoon 3 getting DLC this year. We have Mario Kart 8 Deluxe getting additional tracks this year. So all of those, I would say, are within play to have some sort of presence at this direct, even if it is just a sizzle trailer or a quick mention of the DLC content planned in the next couple of months, if that fits their release roadmap.
Yep, I like it.
Now we have to bring up Metroid.
Good old Metroid.
Good old Metroid. Metroid Prime 1, just waiting for Nintendo to send Samus out on her intergalactic mission. Is this the direct where we finally see the visor come off?
And this is the hardest question to answer. Because honestly, I don't I mean, part of me feels like they could announce Metroid Prime 1 at this, but part of me feels like, you know, this is something that would be announced later on in the year, potentially, closer to the announcement and subsequent release date of Metroid Prime 4, if you will. I'm going to go out on a limb, Nate, and I'm going to say no Metroid at this show. No Metroid.
No Metroid at all. No presence.
Nope. This is Zelda, baby. We're not talking Metroid at this show.
See, that line right there is what gives me a bit of pause.
Okay.
Because I agree with that line of thought. But is Metroid Prime 1 and Metroid Prime 4 big enough to really divert any of the conversation away from Tears of the Kingdom? Let's just say...
No, it's not. Let's be honest. It's not.
See, that's where I'm kind of like, if I'm Nintendo, this is an announcement that would get people excited. Oh, I get to play Metroid Prime 1 on my Switch. They show me a new look at Metroid Prime 4, even if it's just a 15-second teaser trailer. They end it with whatever release year they have, as I've said in the predictions.
2024.
Early 2024. You get hyped, but you're still going to be talking about Tears of the Kingdom.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's back up. If they drop a Metroid Prime 4 trailer and have 2024 at the end of it, do you think that's going to be hype, or do you think people are going to be like, what are you doing, Nintendo? What is this? What are you trying to tell us right now?
You need to preface it with early 2024.
Yeah, I feel like Metroid is being saved for later on. I think what you're saying is happening. I just don't know if it's at this show.
You see, I think Metroid Prime 1 has a very realistic chance that it would show up at this direct, and they would hold Prime 4 until September. But it's just that thought process of having them in tandem makes too much sense.
Yeah.
Of this is what you're getting soon, but this is what you're getting in just a little while. And if we knew for certain at this moment that there was going to be a general direct in June, that's where I would move those two games and put them there.
Right.
Because June is that showcase. Tears of the Kingdom is out. Let's focus on something huge coming out. June is the pivotal moment to now divert all of that energy towards Prime 4.
Yeah.
And that's what brings me pause for this particular direct. And it's kind of like Pikmin 4. I don't know if Pikmin 4 is necessarily a strong contender for this direct in February. Because all we know is it's dated for 2023. It's not a game that needs a huge marketing cycle, because it's not a game that's going to sell 10 million copies. This is a game that will, maybe it'll sell 3 to 4 million copies depending on the gameplay mechanics and how it's received. You can easily just date this in September, release it in November, or whenever you want to release the game, October, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's my hesitancy with Metroid at this point.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, we've just been disappointed, or I don't even know what the word is, just let down by Metroid for a long time, and I feel like we're going to continue to be let down by it.
If we expect nothing, it'll be there.
But you know what would be really cool is if they just open up with Metroid. Boom, just rip the bandaid off. It's back. It's coming.
You just hear that.
That'd be hype.
You hear the theme song from Metroid Prime 1 open the show.
Oh my god.
It'd
be a good start. But see, I'm completely fanboying now.
Yeah,
I'm going to stick to my guns, say no Metroid at this show, but we will hear about Metroid this year. I think that's a fair thing to say.
I'm going to go with Metroid Prime 1 is at the show, and we get a release date within the first 8 months of the year.
I like it.
Now we have to bring up, F-Zero. I have heard of an F-Zero project for 2023. Now, this direct, I think, the sooner the better for that type of announcement, obviously. So I would love for it to be there. It's not a huge announcement. I don't think it would overshadow really anything. It would have a very niche audience get very excited.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's there, but this is definitely an irrational prediction. This is not using logic. This is not me being reasonable. This is just me wanting F-Zero to come back and give me some boost power and excitement in 2023.
I'm going to say yes to F-Zero. I agree with you. It's not going to be big enough to kind of overshadow anything, but it's going to be a very much a surprise and a delight for fans of the game that have been wanting an F-Zero game on the Switch. Far Star MX is a fantastic game. It was a launch game, I believe, or one of the early Switch games, but it's not F-Zero. And I want to play F-Zero. I think Nintendo knows that the fans have wanted an F-Zero game on the Switch, and what better way to bring GX back on the Switch and give it some nice quality of life enhancements. I love it. I love it for this Direct, and I'm going to say it's coming.
So now we have to go to the obvious Mario. They have the Mario movie. Naturally, one is expecting a Mario announcement, because why would you as a company not want a mascot release to go alongside your Hollywood theatrical film?
Mm-hmm.
So it almost makes so much sense that a Mario game would be at this Direct that it makes me think there won't be.
I agree with you.
As I don't think there's going to be
anything. I don't think there's going to be anything. Anything new, we'll say, other than the Mario baseball announcement, which is, you know,
to be determined.
To be determined, right? I've thought about this, and look, all they really need to do is show us a new trailer, and potentially have some cool little tie-ins with existing games that they could offer. For example, you know, buy Mario Kart 9 or buy Mario Odyssey and you get free tickets to the show. Yeah, it's just stuff like that. Anything I feel like that would be enough. And I think they're definitely going to talk about Mario, the movie. And I think they'll announce something, but not anything new, let's say. Something Mario related will happen. But we're not going to see any new announcements. No new 2D Mario. No new Odyssey 2.
Man, like I would love to see a brand new 2D Mario using a new art style, new assets that really separates itself from the new Super Mario Brothers aesthetic. Give us something fresh and unique. It's just that it makes so much sense that I can't wrap my head around it to believe that this is the time for it. And like, I get that's some backwards thinking. It's almost too logical to have any base.
Yeah.
But that's just my line of thought on this. And, you know, if I want to just be speaking from a fan's perspective, yeah, you know, I think Mario has a very realistic chance of being at this Direct for the same reasons. I don't think it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, that just comes back to how we started this whole episode of it's that uncertainty of what's to come in just a handful of months of Nintendo and how they're going to pace out their presentations in 2023. And, you know, it's hard to predict without knowing when the next Direct will definitively be.
Right.
Because this Direct will set that tone for 2023. And if you do show up with, let's say, Metroid F-Zero, Tears of the Kingdom, Advance Wars, I'll even include everybody's 1-2 Switch, you know, that's a strong opening statement. Even without some of those
switch,
games.
Man. You and this 1-2 Switch stuff.
Hey, let the horse run free. Don't have to shoot it. Sound like Sean over there. That's reason enough to bring the game out, because Sean hates horses.
There you go.
But I mean, like, then you have a lot of the other rumors out there, like a Kid Icarus Uprising remake or remaster, and you know, that's one of those hopes and dreams you never get at the first Direct of the year. That'd be something you'd hold for the second half. You know, like Pikmin 4, you know, maybe you can get a quick trailer at this first Direct, and you know, maybe they give it a release date if it is to come in that early portion of summer. It's just so much of the stuff you would expect in June. Are they going to fast forward and give us in February? And again, you know, we have 40 minutes. We know a decent percentage of the show will likely be dedicated to Tears of the Kingdom, even if it's just 5 minutes.
I'm thinking at least 10, maybe a little higher than that. At least. Yeah.
I was thinking like 5 and about 12.5% of the show. You're going like 20%.
I'm going 20%.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it'll be the last 10 minutes of the show.
And I mean, it very well could be, depending on how they want to approach it, because, you know, we've seen in the past with Breath of the Wild how much they focused on certain gameplay elements in the trailers. And I remember when they did the first presentation where they showed the horse and they're like, look, the horse won't run into a tree. Cool. And, you know, it depends on how they really want to approach it. And, you know, the game is just 3 months out from release. It's not going to get delayed. I've seen that go around. People think Tears of the Kingdom is going to get delayed and Pikmin 4 is going to be slotted in May. That's not going to happen. Nintendo's socials have counted down the days to Tears of the Kingdom. They're not going to say 100 days and then a week later be like, now it's 190. Wait, what?
Yeah. Wow. That'd be something.
Like, yeah. I mean, the game, at this point in time, the game is likely...
It's done.
It's just them doing any last polishing, any finalization on localization.
Yep.
And the game's going to be at the printers in, what are we, what's first full week of February. The game's hitting the printers in early April.
Yeah, and pre-orders have gone live for it today.
Yeah. So the game's not getting delayed at the last second. Are there
It's done.
Yeah. Are there any other Nintendo predictions you have up your sleeve, like your Grizzly Adams meets Ice Climbers meets Jeremiah Johnson?
No, I don't think so. I got a random DM from someone that I don't know that said Punch Out Switch. Is that a thing? I don't think there's anything Punch Out coming to the Switch.
Punch Out?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be cool.
It would be cool, but I don't see Punch Out coming to the Nintendo Switch in any capacity. Yeah,
I'd be pretty surprised if something like a Punch Out is coming to Switch. One thing I will add, and it goes to Tears of the Kingdom, because we didn't really have to predict much around that. We know what to expect. You know, getting a trailer. I do think we'll get a collector's edition.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely getting a collector's edition.
Yeah.
Yes. And it will be better in Europe and Australia over the US, like always.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which is very disappointing to hear, actually.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a collector's edition. But other than that, I don't really expect anything else from Nintendo. I mean, for me, this is a good direct. With everything that we've said. So I think I'm pretty comfortable with what we've done, or what we've predicted so far.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, yeah, you know, you got the Donkey Kong game that we have discussed in the past. I don't necessarily know if this is the best place for it. I could see where it is because, you know, the relation to Mario. But beyond that, I think those are my predictions for Nintendo. I'm not expecting anything NSO related at this particular direct, but I would love for them to surprise with, you know, Game Boy or something, as we discussed in our 2023 predictions.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think overall our grounded predictions, I think, fit that 40-minute first half of 2023.
Yep.
Guideline that they've set fairly well. Definitely room for surprises from third parties and such, and definitely, you know, room for Nintendo to potentially surprise with maybe a small release of their own, or even just a surprise announcement that we haven't really considered. But when you really evaluate the outstanding games from Nintendo that still need release dates, like, you know, Metroid Prime, Prime 4, Pikmin, Advance Wars, and, you know, so forth, there's a lot they still have to just detail and confront on their own.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited about this one. I'm not like getting overly hyped for it, but I think there's definitely a strong foundation here to be one of the better Nintendo Directs. And hopefully it plays out the way we think it will.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely looking forward to the Direct airing this week. Any other final predictions you have? Any wish into existence type of prediction?
No, I don't think so. I was thinking maybe we would see some new announcement about, you know, a new Luigi's Mansion game or something like that. But like, I feel like that doesn't make any sense at this time of the year anyway. I think that would be more something if there, like you said, if there were to be a June Direct, we would see around that time frame to kind of align with the Halloween season. But I don't really have anything else at this time. I think what we have is pretty good, and I'm gonna stick to it. We'll see how we go when this thing airs. I'm feeling pretty confident though.
Yeah, I like our predictions for the show. Reasonable, and you know, maybe too reasonable.
Maybe,
but
maybe
that's the fun of it, to be surprised. And that will conclude our Nintendo Direct Predictions episode. If you liked the video, give the video a like. If you didn't, give it a dislike. Let us know your thoughts on the Nintendo Direct Predictions and what you expect Nintendo may have in store at the Direct in the comments section below. And I'd like to thank MVG for joining me, as always.
Always a pleasure, Nate, and let's go Metroid.
Yes, let's go Metroid. And until next time, continue to embrace the hate.